Chapter 2. Venice, 1269. My father immediately sent a letter to the Pope's governors and explained about Kublai Khan's request. But there was a problem. They didn't get a reply because the last Pope died suddenly. Now they were waiting for the authorities to elect a new Pope. "And what about you, son?" my father asked. "What do you do with your time?" "I'm a student, father. I'm studying to be a merchant," I told him. "I know all the classic authors and the Bible, and I can speak French and Italian." "You're very intelligent for a 17-year-old boy," my father said. "Stay in school and work hard. That's the secret to success." That night, there was a full moon. I couldn't sleep and got up and went onto the balcony. I watched the gondolas in the black water of the canals. Just like me, they never left the city. Could I join my father and my uncle on their great journey? I could help them get oil from the holy lamp in Jerusalem. I wanted to travel across the globe to meet the great Kublai Khan. The sun came up slowly over Venice, and I made a decision. I was going to ask my father and uncle to take me with them.
"But you're only 17 years old," my father said the next day. "What do you know about travelling?"
"I can learn," I said, "and I want to help you."
"How can you help us?" my father said.
"I'm studying business," I said. "I speak Italian and French."
Uncle Maffeo laughed. He said, "Marco, they don't speak those languages in China."
"I know, but I learn quickly," I said. "I will speak Chinese very soon."
Now they were both laughing at me.
"Dear son," my father said, "you don't understand that this journey is very dangerous. It won't be easy, and you'll be far away from home."
"I'm not afraid," I said. "After all, I'm your son and nephew."
Father and Uncle Maffeo looked at each other. They were silent. Then Father turned to me and said, "All right, Marco, pack your bags. But remember, we could be far from home for a long time."
We arrived in Jerusalem on donkeys and saw crowds of people. While some prayed, others played strange music on flutes. In many places, men sold fabrics and spices. We walked through small streets and up many stairs until we arrived at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. Some say they crucified Jesus there. Father asked a priest for some of the oil from the lamps. We were very nervous. We could not visit the Khan without the oil.
"Oil from our lamps?" the priest said. "Who needs it?"
"It's for Kublai Khan, the Mongol emperor," Father explained. The priest didn't understand.
"But the emperor isn't a Christian. Why does he want our holy oil?" they asked.
Father said, "Khan is a good soul. He believes the oil from the Holy Sepulchre has got supernatural powers."
Finally, the priests gave us a big jar of oil. With our jar of oil, we went to the port of Acre and began to prepare for the long journey to China. But just before we left, we received news. There was a new pope. His name was Gregory the Tenth, and he wanted to see our letter from Kublai Khan. We sent Pope Gregory the Tenth the letter and asked him for 100 Christian ambassadors. We waited and waited, but the Pope didn't agree to the 100 men. Instead, he gave us 2 friars and a present of crystal vases for the emperor. We were afraid of the Khan's reaction, but couldn't do anything about it. The 2 friars were nice men
and they wanted to meet the Khan and explain Christianity to him. Finally, all five of us, my father, my uncle, the two friars and I, were ready to go. We rode on camels from Acre to Armenia. Unfortunately, when we arrived, there were rumours of war. When the friars heard these rumours, they turned their camels around. "Where are you going?" my father asked them. "China is in the other direction." "China? Are you joking?" one of the friars replied. "We're returning to the Pope. You'll never arrive in China alive. You are crazy."